Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chon Daf Lamed Tes Chon 39. Today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara records position of Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi is of the position that if there is a Jew that does a slaughter of an animal that belongs to a non-Jew, a Yisrael Shoche Behema Legoi, and at that time the person who is not Jewish thinks that the animal is being slaughtered for idolatry, meaning to say the Jew is just slaughtering the animal, but the idolater has intent that the animal be slaughtered for the purpose of idolatry, Rabbi Yossi's position is that we do not have to be concerned about the intent of the idolater, since the Jew is the one doing the slaughter, and the idolater is the one who's doing the worship. We don't say that, and so therefore we only have the concern for the person who is doing the slaughter. And so therefore, under this circumstance, that we don't even care that the owner of the animal is the idolater. We say we follow the person, the intent of the one who does the slaughter. And since the Jew is the one who does the slaughter, therefore, we say that this animal is not going to be considered prohibited to have benefit from. And the Gemara indeed brings an incident in the Gemara that supports the ruling of Rabbi Yossi. Gemara tells us an incident, Hanu Taye, that there was an incident with idolaters who are Arabs, or that's usually the way it's translated, to Asu with Sikunya, that they came to a place that is called Sikunya, and because they were these Tayaye, these nomads or whatever these people were, that they, because they were engaged in their business, as a result of this, they didn't have time to do their offerings to get ready for their holidays. So Yahav Dichre Latabcha Yisrael. So they gave their rams to the Jewish butchers, so the Jewish butchers should slaughter them and skin them. And Rashi says that the reason is because these people had the practice that they only eat meat that was slaughtered, which is why some say that this is a story about people who are not necessarily from pagans, but these were people who had adopted the practice that the animal needs to be slaughtered before it could be eaten. Va'amru lahem, and so these tayyai said to the Jews, to the Jewish butchers, Tama v'tarbo adidan, that you're going to get the blood and the fat, that the blood and the fat are going to be belonging to us for the sake of our idolatry. Whereas mashcha uvisra aditchu, whereas you're the Jew, we don't need this part. You can take the skin and the flesh. So shalcha Rav Tuvi bar Rav Masna lekamei de Rav Yosef. So Rav Tuvi bar Rav Masna sent this question to Rav Yosef. So clearly there was the intent for idolatry because they are saying, you slaughter this and we'll get the fat and the blood, because what are we only need that for our holidays, whereas you're going to take the meat and the skin. So they sent this question for Rav Yosef, is this going to be considered like it's prohibited, because the idolaters are the ones who had the intent for idolatry. So he said to them, indeed, ki aygavna, this is the exact case that we were talking about. And shalchay hachay am Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, that this is indeed the exact case where Rabbi Yossi rules that we're not going to prohibit something on the basis of somebody else's thought. So therefore, since the one who's doing the work doesn't have the prohibited thought, therefore we're not going to disqualify the slaughter in this case. And indeed, that is how the Shulchan Aruch rules in Yoredeya Simon Dalad Sif Gimel, that Yisrael shashacha behemaso shel goy, that if a Jew has slaughters the animal of somebody who is an idolater, even if the idolater had the intent of thinking that this animal is going for idolatry, the Shulchan Aruch rules that it is kashera, that it is okay, and the Jew can eat it and derive benefit from it. And indeed, the Shach points out specifically that it is kosher even to be eaten. And even, says the Shach, even if we hear explicitly that the person says slaughter for the purpose of idolatry, like the case of these Tayyaye in our Gemara, nevertheless, it's going to be okay. However, the Tevuas Shor writes that if there are, let's say, Muslims who say to the Jew that you can only slaughter if you're going to turn your face towards Mecca, which was their practice, and the Jew is going to slaughter the animal towards Mecca, and even though that is actually technically permitted, because that is not going to be prohibited, and even if it was prohibited by saying it's idolatry, which is a very, very deep question, which most authorities say it's not, still we see from our sugya that it's okay. So if that's the case, why the Tefillah Shor says nevertheless, even though it's technically speaking permitted, since the person who's slaughtering himself does not have any thoughts for a different faith, and we only care about his thought, not somebody else's thought. Nevertheless, since this is something that's clearly important to the people that they're asking him to do it, it's not appropriate for the Jewish slaughterer to slaughter something towards Mecca. That is the meaning to say, where it was specifically asked for the purpose of their faith to do it, that is not appropriate for the Jewish slaughterer to do. That is the position of the Tevuah Shor. So too, the Shut Stam asks a question about the following scenario, where there were Christian missionaries who were printing up Hebrew Bibles, and they were printing it up with their intent of for a different faith. And so therefore, is it a problem for the Jew to use these Bibles where it was printed for a different faith, for the intent of worshiping a different faith? So here too, the Shut Stam says, even though that this is being done for the printed for a different faith, there's no prohibition on the Jew using it, because the people who are actually the people who are actually doing the actual work of printing it, they're not necessarily religious people. They're just hired day laborers, and the ones who have the idea of printing it for this different faith, for the missionary purposes, they are the ones who have the intent, but their intent can't translate to the people who are actually doing the labor, because we learn from our sugya that we don't translate the intent of one person into the actions of the person who's actually doing it. So therefore, in that circumstance, they were allowed to use the Bibles that were printed for missionary purposes.